It was an exciting night for the San Antonio Spurs as they selected Lonnie Walker IV out of Miami with the 18th pick overall in the 2018 NBA Draft. Welcome to Locked On Spurs, right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. I am Jeff Garcia, the lead Spurs writer and manager of the Spurs Zone at News 4 San Antonio and Fox 29, sanantonio.com. Spurs did not make any moves. Although there were rumblings they could have traded that 18 pick, but nonetheless, they stood pat and selected who I think was, some of you heard this, Tom, by the way, that's Tom Petrini of Project Spurs. He'll be on there shortly, but steal of the night. It sounds like that's very commonplace for the Spurs when it comes to draft night. Nevertheless, good motor. We spoke with him. I did, as did Tom. And we're going to discuss Lonnie Walker and also the Spurs' second-round pick, Chimezie Metu. Let's start off with Walker. Tom, first of all, welcome to Locked On Spurs again. And Lonnie Walker, you know, before the Spurs made the pick, I was actually kind of telling you, Lonnie Walker's got to go next. Lonnie Walker's got to go next. You were kind of on the fence. You were kind of saying maybe, maybe not. Why were you thinking that?
So the reported reason that he had slid so far in the draft, because he was supposed to be a lottery pick, but he slid a little further. Apparently teams were concerned about his health. I actually talked to him about that. He seemed not concerned about that at all. Kind of hit his combine numbers, said, I feel good, I feel healthy. I'm ready to go out and get it. And you know, just talking to this guy, he's 19 years old. He's from Reading, Pennsylvania, which is among the poorest cities in America. And, you know, he talked about how it was really special talking to his mom and saying, you know, we don't have to worry about splitting a cheeseburger for dinner. We don't have to worry about sharing Doritos for breakfast. Like, you know, it's... We on a night like this, one of my favorite things is seeing these kids, because they're kids,
yeah.
and their lives are changing for the better. So that was a really cool part of the night for me.
Yeah, one thing that stood out for me is during our post draft pick conference with Walker, is that this guy is like ready to rock and roll. He used words like he's ready to be a dog, that he's obsessed with being great. I think the Spurs need that type of injection of youth, that type of ambition, that type of fire, and especially at that shooting guard position. He reminds me a lot of this guy that could do a little bit of everything at that spot. He said it himself. If he wants to be diamond on the floor, he'll do it, but he can also score.
Yeah, I think he's a versatile athlete. He's very explosive. I saw some reporting, a trainer comparing his jump shot to Ray Allen. Let's not go there, but I mean, this kid has a lot of tools, and you know, he'll probably need to put on a little weight. He's listed at 6'4", 205.
And is that with hair or without hair?
Yeah, his pineapple do. I'm getting some serious Elfrid Payton vibes. Yeah. It's not quite that unruly, but he was definitely struggling with the hat for sure. And then, you know, we were following him around backstage all after he got picked. And rest assured, the man endured many, many stupid questions about the hat not fitting. It's an epic picture. It's really funny.
It really is a good picture. Some quick numbers on Walker. He averaged 11.5 points per game, 2.6 rebounds, and 1.9 assists per game in his only season with the Hurricanes. He said after the selection, it's really amazing. It really is. You think about all the negativity that's been washing down your back for the past 10, 12 years and everything, and it's slowly diminishing as of right now. One thing that struck me during that post-pick conference with us and the rest of the media is that he said himself, he said if he's ready to, if the Spurs tell him to practice right now, he'd do it. Yeah. Talk about eager.
Yeah, and, you know, I think, honestly, if you ask most of the guys here who have been waiting for this moment for their whole lives, they're ready to get started. They're going to celebrate a little bit, sure, but, they're ready to get going in their careers. And, you know, you think about it, kid's 19 years old, same as DeJounte Murray when he was drafted. A lot of these kids now, one and done's coming out, and you know, it's he seems to be very motivated to get working right away. And so that's definitely encouraging for the Spurs.
He heads into San Antonio with some honors to his name while he was with the Hurricanes. He was named to the ACC All-Freshman Team in the only season he played with Miami. And Walker also became the first freshman in school history to earn All-League honors, receive an honorable mention All-ACC while helping the Hurricanes finish 22-10. You know, Tom, when I see Walker, we got to see him up close and personal. Yeah, you talked about he needed to add some size and everything, but based on the videos that we saw, he could be the athletic injection this Spurs team needs desperately at the shooting guard spot. Look, nothing to go against Danny Green. He's great defensively. He can hit some shots, just not as athletic as this kid. Manu Ginobili, how much more, you know, blood can you squeeze out of him? That spot needed to be recognized and addressed in this draft, and the Spurs, it looks like they did it.
Yeah, if Danny Green or Manu Ginobili gets up there for a hammer dunk, it's a pleasant surprise.
Yes.
You almost kind of expect it when Lonnie goes to the hole. So it's really, and joining that backcourt with DeJounte Murray now.
Oh my goodness gracious.
It's going to be fun to see those two work together, work off of each other, and help each other explode, because that's got to be one of the most athletic backcourts in the league at this point, right?
Yeah, it has to be, yeah.
Just in terms of children that can throw it down
and the fluidity where they can play with,
yeah.
Talking about Walker now, Lonnie Walker selected by the San Antonio Spurs at number 18 in the first round of the 2018 NBA draft. We were talking with him after the selection, and you really focus on his family, you know, his upbringing and everything. You mentioned about Reading, Pennsylvania being one of the poorest and everything, the Doritos and sharing the food. I think that will humble him. Let's face it. Spurs are dealing with a little bit of an issue right now with Kawhi Leonard. He wants to go home, reportedly. We don't know. Hasn't been confirmed. But I think this Spurs team needs a nice distraction. And I think what Walker can bring is that hunger. Look, the Spurs, they have a bunch of guys that have been there, have done that already. Murray, he's entering his third year. You know, he's sowing his oats right now. Aldridge's been there, done that. I think seeing a guy like him that's just going to come out and be like, I wanted this, and I'm going to prove it right now and play you-know-what out. I'm anticipating that. I want to see that right now.
Yeah. And, you know, you talk about hunger. It doesn't get much hungrier than Doritos at breakfast with your mom.
Yeah.
You know, it's like somebody who was literally hungry at points in his life and now is going to be an NBA player. Mm-hmm. And I think he really is going to bring a good work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that I've read about him leads me to believe that he's very driven, but also kind of a very worldly and interested person.
That's the way to put it.
Some conspiracy theories bordering on Kyrie Irving stuff, because they, you know, that's become a thing that they just ask everybody now, like, oh, do you agree with Kyrie Irving that the Earth is flat? And apparently to that he said no, but he thinks images of the Earth and the Moon are photoshopped and illusions, I guess from the government? I don't know.
Yeah.
Got to follow up with him on that.
Yeah.
But, you know, one of those guys that watches Planet Earth and ponders the mysteries of existence. And so I can imagine him and Coach Popovich having a lot of long, interesting conversations.
Yeah. Especially over wine, forget about it. It'll be up the ante there.
Well, he'll need to wait at least a year or two for the wine with Pop.
Oh, that's true. I forgot. Yeah, he's underage. I keep on forgetting these are kids we are dealing with. The arena right now, we're still in Barclays Center. They're shutting down, so you hear a lot of background noise, but I think that might be our cue to wrap this up. Briefly, a couple things. One more thing about Lonnie. Are you shocked that he fell down to the Spurs at number 18?
I am surprised. He was a guy that, you know, a lot of mock drafts had going before 15. And, you know, we heard that it's because of some health concerns, but he seems healthy to me. And he's said he is healthy. So, and again, the Spurs do this every year. But steal of the draft, steal of the draft.
Steal of the draft, yeah. They always say death taxes and Spurs should be death taxes, steal of the draft, and Spurs. And they should throw them in there now. Real quickly, with the second round pick, the Spurs selected Chimezie Metu out of USC. He's 6'11", 225-pound forward center. He earned all Pac-12 first-team honors. He averaged 15.7 points per game, 7.4 rebounds, 1.6 assists, 1.74 blocks in 31 minutes in 34 games last year. That was his junior season with the Trojans. I call this kid kind of a G League guy. I think, by the way, last year with Blossom Game, I think you should expect that heading into his rookie season.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a junior, right? Yeah. But he's still pretty raw.
He's an older draft prospect. Well, now NBA player, but
right. He definitely will benefit from some time in Austin. But at the end of the day, he's 6'11". He's got tools. Yeah. He's again an explosive big. Mm-hmm. So definitely, we'll wait and see how he does. But don't expect immediate impact and minutes. He'll have to carve out a role.
And not to mention, too, the Spurs already have big men in there, LaMarcus Aldridge. Pau Gasol, I know. Pau Gasol, go ahead and start whining now, listeners. Davis Bertans, who still, I believe he's a restricted free agent. So am I correct on that? I think he is restricted. So we'll see. Yeah, I think so. So we'll see what they do with him. I expect them to re-sign him. And, of course, Kyle Anderson. At that spot, too. You do a little bit of everything. So, yeah, Metu definitely be Austin-bound. However, one thing it was interesting, though, is during the regular season at the Combine, I was able to get some audio about from Metu talking about his discussions with the Spurs that he had in Chicago. And he almost telegraphed it. It's almost as if like the Spurs were definitely looking at him, and had he been on the board when they selected, it was almost like they promised. I'm not saying they did, but it felt that way. So the Spurs must have really liked him to remember him from the Chicago Combine. Final thoughts on the Spurs picks. What grade do you give it? A, B, C, D, F?
I would say A minus. I mean, at 18, I think they took the best player on the board. Yeah. And I think one thing that a lot of teams that pick the best talent overlook is fit with the organization.
Exactly.
And this kid seems like exactly the type of player that will, he said Pop knows everything about the game and he's bringing something special to him. So I think that this is exactly the type of kid that will get in the system and soak it all up like a sponge. Mm-hmm. And, only time will tell where he goes.
I'm going to agree with you. I think A minus, or even I was leaning towards a solid B plus, but I'm going to go with A minus simply because who they selected, he was available. It addresses a need, athletic shooting guard who can do it on both ends of the court. Let's not forget that. He's actually a pretty good defensive player as well. Will need some patience. Will need time to develop. Don't expect him to make an immediate impact, but he'll make kind of an impact light at that spot. Hopefully he can survive Popovich's treatment of rookies, and we shall see. He'll definitely be at the Summer League, so that'll be your first glimpse of Walker in action. And, of course, preseason, and you know how this season goes all the time. Every year you can almost script it. So good luck to Walker. Good luck to Metu. Hopefully they do well. But, I was going to let Tom have the final word here, but, Tom and I really got to go because we're going to finish this show and it'd be already NBA season already. Brooklyn Nets would be coming in here by now.
Oh, yeah, they're about to kick us out.
Yeah. So for Tom Petrini of Project Spurs, I am Jeff Garcia of the Spurs Zone, and you'll be listening to this episode of Locked On Spurs.